everyone. My name is Pamela Hernandez, and today I'm going to be interviewing Janeth Inatomi. Currently, Janeth runs the Instagram for the Phi Sigma Sigma Laverne chapter and the Instagram for ULV Cares. Jan, do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Hi, thank you so much for having me, Pam. So yes, I do run our social media's Instagram, phisig_Laverne, and the ULV Cares Instagram, which encompasses four different departments here on campus, which is the Health Center, CAPS, Accessibilities, and the SOS department. It's honestly been kind of vital to be doing this kind of work, especially now when everything has gone remote, and in the Instagram and like social media is really the central place that students are and where we can connect with each other the most, because I know a lot of students don't read their emails because I know that's not really fun to read all the time. So social media has been kind of the main platform to get us through this time.
That's right. I didn't really think about it that way, but you're absolutely right. Now that we're in this pandemic, I think that social media and like online marketing is most definitely the way to kind of reach people, you know? But I also, I guess I wanted to ask you some questions that are a little bit more surface level. So I'm going to mix it in and also ask some questions just about the realities of working in social media and what that encompasses in like time and how to actually, I guess, run a successful page. But yeah, let's just get started into this segment. So how many social media accounts have you ran, and how do you think that they differ in ways of like managing it and stuff?
Yeah, so I would say at least for throughout the course of my 4 years, I've ran over 5 to 6 different accounts. I guess they would differ by the departments I'm working with, the audience that I'm trying to appeal to. For example, the ULV Cares Instagram that I'm currently running, I have to try to engage students, and I know having to send out certain information to students goes right through their heads, so just trying to find new and kind of interesting ways to grab them has been a big part of like learning how to work social media through this time. I guess another difference is who they're trying to target, as well as what kind of services we're offering. One of the first Instagrams that I ran was the Academic Success Centers when they were first starting off, and it was just trying to get the attention of students who need help and who need that extra kind of tutoring help. So it's just kind of been a learning curve of how to adapt content to reach a certain audience is the biggest thing and the biggest barrier, I guess, when it comes to social media. You have to know who you're appealing to.
That is very true. I guess my next question would be a little bit more, I guess, serious, but like, how would you say to save someone's Instagram that's like dying, or their social media that's dying? How would you try to save it?
I think you first have to see what's not working, whether that be the content, who you're following, how you're presenting that content first, if you're even having that audience. So let's say I noticed there's a lot of kind of dead accounts here at the University of Laverne, and like that's really concerning for me as someone who had to establish this Instagram for ULV Cares, where there's a bunch of kind of dead accounts. It's kind of just looking at it and being like, how can I appeal to the audience that I'm trying to reach? And what am I doing wrong? Because at the end of the day, people don't want to read a whole essay on a post. They don't want to read all this word jabber thrown straight at you. And I know it's kind of hard not to do that when you're trying to represent whole departments or trying to get information out there. But it's really just trying to adapt your content to who you're trying to reach, what you're trying to get out there, and really kind of rework the way that you use social media. It's just a lot of, you kind of have to do a whole SWOT analysis of yourselves and kind of do some market research of the accounts that are doing successful in the same kind of realm. For example, when I was researching, before I even created the UOV Cares account, I was researching a lot of different schools' accounts and what accounts were doing really, really well at their schools and others that were really dead. And it's just kind of collecting all this research and data and see how you can apply it to your own to fix what's going on.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, kind of catering to what you're trying to do and who you're trying to reach. You spoke about SWOT analysis. Do you want to tell everyone what that means for those of you that listening that aren't necessarily like PR majors or familiar with SWOT?
In the simplest terms, a SWOT analysis is looking at your successes. So what are you doing well on, let's say, your Instagram, whether that be like beautiful content that you're putting out there, or that you are really good at engaging people. That's a lot of good successes and strengths that you should keep doing. The W stands for weaknesses. What weaknesses are you having? Are you not following the right people? Are you posting too much at one time or posting too little? And that goes on to opportunities. So what can you do better? How can you take your weaknesses and make it better through those opportunities? And what threats do you have? So is there competition with your social media? How can you make yourself stand out? So it's essentially just taking a holistic view at your own account, taking all of your strengths, weaknesses, what can come and what in the market is threatening you, and using that to become better.
Yes, ma'am. I remember that being embedded into my brain when I started taking all of my PR classes, because they drill that into you. But that a SWOT analysis is a really great way of seeing where you can improve, seeing what your strengths are, your weaknesses are, your opportunities are, in order to make your overall business or brand better. So it is very important when developing your brand or developing who you are as a business. My next question is, what would you say is the hardest when it comes to working in the social media industry? Do you think it's the research that you do before you launch anything? Do you think it's the actual creation of content or the projects that you do? What would you say is like the most difficult and time consuming?
I think it depends, of course, of who you're working with, or if you have that creative freedom to like take full control of the Instagram. A lot of my work has to get vetted through my supervisors and through higher ups to make sure that the content that I'm creating is kind of exactly in their kind of branding and what they want to see on the social media, or the certain message that they want to get across is being said. I think it depends, like I said, who you're working with, how much freedom you have to do what you need to do, but also adapting content for your audience. So for, let's say, the social media that I do for Art the Sorority, I tried to make it really fun and really just unique and creative, what rather than like when I'm working for U of E Cares, I have to make sure that it's super accurate with information, because we're posting stuff about the flu and the vaccines and COVID. So that needs to be absolutely correct before I post it. Or when I was working for the Rose Parade, I had to get everything that I wanted to post vetted through several levels of people before I could even get it out there. So I think the biggest thing is like who you're working with, especially when it's for a company or let's say a group of people, or like the supervisors that I have. It's sometimes you want to post something ASAP, but it's not going to happen because you have to wait for that okay. Or even in my personal Instagram, when I have to post like promoted or paid for posts, I have to wait till it gets approved before I can even post it. So it's just the process of waiting and making sure you're planning ahead enough to be able to still be posting content when you're waiting for the okay to post things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess, yeah, the waiting and the getting vetted and stuff like that is probably the, I guess, the most time-consuming part of the job. Because it's like, I want to ask you, like, what happens if something that you're working on is just completely rejected and you have to start from scratch? How do you, I guess, kind of switch up your game?
I think I, of course, want to hear why it got rejected. Nobody ever wants their work to be rejected for no reason. It's just trying to first see what went wrong with the original and seeing, maybe I don't have to throw it out completely. Maybe I just have to do a couple of edits here and there. But I think it is, of course, a little saddening when you're working on something for a long time just to get it rejected. But in the eyes of when you're working for corporates, especially, what they say goes. Especially when it comes to, like, let's say the Rose Parade, what they say goes, because they don't want the most incorrect thing to go out there, especially when you have such a large audience you're talking to. So you just can't take it to heart. I used to do art in my free time, so critiques were always normal. You just have to run with those critiques and adapt and not get butt hurt is the biggest thing. You just gotta go back, think of new ideas, brainstorm, and come back even stronger.
Yes, indeed, ma'am. That is exactly how it should be. Yes, in the line of work that is like social media and stuff like that, that's kind of something that just like comes with it, you know, being told no, being able to switch up your game, being able to think differently as a creative, you know what I mean?
Of course.
So yes, that makes a lot of sense. I guess my last question for you is, what advice would you give to someone that is trying to go into the PR industry or trying to go into the social media industry?
Don't doubt any experiences that you're taking, whether that, like I said, whether that be even like a club's Instagram or another organization, don't doubt that experience, because any experience is experience and you're giving it a shot. And don't give up, because working in PR and social media is definitely a very competitive field, that you may not get the yes the first time, the second time, the third time, even the fourth time. But if you keep pushing and you keep grinding, it will pay off one day. And to not get discouraged by that, it's a competitive field. I'm not going to lie. It's extremely competitive, but you just have to keep pushing and don't let it get to you if you don't get it the first time. And it's all about adapting and staying on top of what's going on and what's popular. Whether that had been Instagram or TikTok or Twitter, just staying on top of what's going on in social media as much as possible, especially if you're going straight into like social media work. You want to be updating yourself always on what's hot right now, what's trending, especially the kind of realm that you're kind of going into. Let's say you're trying to go into entertainment and media, you want to make sure that you know what's trending in those kind of fields, or fashion. You always want to be on top of what's going on, especially in social media, right? So just making sure that you're well informed of the world around you. Also, you can find that kind of work anywhere. Hospitals need social media work. The government needs social media work. There's a lot of different realms that you can go into. So it's not always just cut and dry. Here, it's only for entertainment and media. There's so many opportunities that you can work, and to not get discouraged if you get the no at first. Don't give up. Keep going.
That is absolutely right. I think that's true for any job. You know what I mean? It may not always pan out the exact way that you planned, or you may not be exactly where you want to be in that moment. But it's like, experience is experience. It's going to benefit you in the long run. And to always just keep on working to what you want to execute. Mm-hmm. And also to be informed in the world around you. Social media is always changing. It's always adapting. There's something always trending, and there's something always not trending. So just to, I guess, be kept in the flow of things is also a very, very good.
Yeah, and if I can just add one more thing, I think don't doubt social media either. Even if it's your own Instagram, if you're showing that you know how to create content and like do different things, I have several friends and several colleagues who are successful social media people through their own accounts, where they're partnering up with big brands like Fenty, Hallmark. So don't get discouraged if it's not even working, like a big account, like for a department or a corporation. You can get experience anywhere, and I mean that. So you gotta start at yourself, honestly. That's where it starts at the end of the day, is with yourself. So that's my biggest sense of advice. Don't think, oh, that's just my own social media, it doesn't really matter. No, you can really make something out of nothing. You really can. So don't doubt social media. It's a lot more useful and powerful than some people even realize.
That is absolutely right. That's true. That's the beauty of living in 2020 and living in an age where your Instagram account, your LinkedIn account is genuinely your resume. It's mm-hmm. one of the first introductions that companies and businesses have on you, their first impression of you. So you can really make it into something and just start from there and do whatever you're passionate about, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So thank you very much, Janeth. It is always a pleasure talking to you.
Likewise.
If you want to see some of her work, you guys can see the ULB Cares account on Instagram. It's just at ULB Cares. Janeth, what's the Phi Sigma Sigma Instagram's handle?
The Phi Sig Instagram is Phi Sig _ Laverne.
So you can see Phi Sig _ Laverne as well. And Janeth's personal account at, I believe it's at It's Jan?
It's at Life As Jan with two N's.
Life As Jan. Okay. Yeah. So yeah, that is where you can see all things Janeth as well. Thank you so much, Jan.